Well, today I'm a little surprised. I've been waiting 5 years for a deputy, and I've asked every year, and I've got the fastest growing precinct in Brazos County. I'm having more apartment complexes built than the other precinct, which is going to increase our workload. I have to call in reserves to help me work my office because I don't have enough manpower. I hear what the judge is saying, and I know he used to be a constable, but I'm sorry, I don't talk about what I did 20 years ago at Bryan PD. He was a constable nearly 20 years ago. The county has changed geographically. It's grown immensely. And I have nothing but respect for my county judge and commissioners. But the thing I don't understand either, my very own commissioner in Precinct 1 didn't even vote for me to have a deputy. But I did get votes from two other precincts. But yet he voted for another precinct to have a deputy. And, of course, the rhetoric I always hear is, well, maybe next year. Well, it's been 5 years, and I'm tired of next year. It's obvious that I'm upset, but more so, this ain't about me. This is about the citizens of Brazos County. I'm also the only office here in the Brazos Valley that has lost an officer in the line of duty. I believe in strength in numbers. I believe that we're way undermanned. I have three regular deputies. We have over nearly 250,000 people living in Brazos County now, and mine is the fastest growing precinct. I don't understand it. I guess I'm asking for the public to help me understand it and maybe ask for their input. Maybe they need to talk to them and write letters to the editor or whatever it may be. And we're all elected. I look forward to being their constable. I'm not going to quit. I'm running this year, and I'm probably going to run again the next term. But a lot of times if folks don't like what they see, they don't have to elect us either. I feel like I've done a good job. I've been in law enforcement here 35 years, and I wonder about other folks. They say they're not politicians, but a lot of times I get told how the clock is built, but I never get told what time it is. They're better explaining things like that. But I'm upset by it, and more so I think the citizens of Brazos County should be upset by it. Our sheriff's department and our constables, all of us need help. And the great thing about Brazos County is we've always had our citizens behind us here. And they love their law enforcement officers, and I do appreciate that. So I'm asking for help from the community.
For those who are not familiar with the type of workload that you all do, what separates what constables do from other like law enforcement agencies and the marshals and the police departments?
Yes, sir. We have constitutional duties to serve papers, which when you have apartment complexes, which are being built by the numbers, especially in my precinct, we have evictions we got to do there. And, of course, my caseload there is going to go up. And of course, we have other law enforcement duties. In our constitutional duties, I have to provide a bailiff for the court. So with three deputies, four of us total, counting myself, somebody's always bailiffing. We're hearing more cases. We have more warrants in my precinct than any other precinct in the county. And so we're inundated with that. I'm trying to get those served. I'm trying to get the papers served. I'm trying to get a court bailiff. And also, too, with College Station being as shorthanded as they are, we're down there with them trying to help take care of the community and help answer calls or whatever it may be or back them up on calls. Have a great working relationship with College Station PD, and they're doing a wonderful job. But they need our help, too, because they're shorthanded. And that's what we do for each other. And unfortunately, it's really always been that way. We've always been shorthanded, but, you know, here lately, it's even worse. And we've had an officer killed. I've already had to go to Donna Bachman whenever Brian got killed. I don't want to do that again. I don't want to live that again. And I've had another friend of mine killed in the line of duty. I hope I never see that again. But especially because we're shorthanded, I don't want that to be the excuse. I want to consciously know I asked for that deputy and tried to help and protect, you know. And I'm pretty surprised by the outcome of all this, and I think I've done more than substantiate the cause and the need for the deputy. I'm pretty astounded. I really am. I don't know what to say. I really don't. I'm shocked. And I don't know. The citizens may not realize what we go through sometimes, and it's bad enough, you know, the bad rhetoric we already have against us throughout the U.S. And there are some bad folks out there, but for the most part, we're all good. And we're here because we want to help the community and work for them. And I understand that the community is my boss. And I've enjoyed working for them for 35 years, and I want to continue to do that. I need help.